Praise the Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Lord, we are grateful for a new day. We thank you for the dawning of today. We exalt and appreciate you, the lover of our life. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for another journey. We thank you for strength, for grace and help. We thank you because you are the pillar that holds our life. We thank you because you have been our shield and you continue to be our shield. Thank you for loving us the way we are. Thank you for your steadfast love. They are new every morning in our lives. Lord, we are grateful for the 30th day in the month of January 2026. We thank you for the journey so far. It has not been by power nor might, but your grace has sustained us. Lord, we lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We are very grateful for your love, for your daily love, for your steadfast love, for your unwavering love and support. Lord, we are very grateful. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present. Thank you for the future. Thank you for how far you've been helping us. Thank you for keeping us, and thank you because your grace will keep us till the end. Thank you because all we see about you, all we read about you is love. All we experience about you is love. Thank you because we will not walk out of your love all the days of our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 30th day in the month of January. We are grateful for how far God has helped us. I want us to make these words of declaration in faith, and I want us to say together that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am grateful for the journey so far. As I continue in your grace, I continue in your strength, I continue in your might. Let your spirit rest upon me afresh in Jesus' name. Let your sound mind be my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me enjoy all the dimension of your mercy as I proceed in the journey of year 2026 in Jesus' name. I will not be helpless. My seat is not in the corner of death. My seat is not in the corners of helplessness. In the name of Jesus, I will be helped of the Lord on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus Christ, mercy will speak for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever my appearance comes up, wherever my name is mentioned, your mercy will speak for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the morning, noon, and at night, I will be the partaker of your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, you teach me to always position myself in the place of your mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy before me, mercy behind me, mercy inside me, mercy beside me, mercy around me, mercy over my name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am the evidence of God's mercy, and I will continue to be the evidence of God's mercies. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayed. Amen. I want us to use this medium to call the mercy of God over Nigeria, that the mercy of God will speak over Nigeria today and always in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will overrule in every areas in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want to appreciate God for how far he has helped us from the beginning of this year till this hour. I pray that his mercy will continue to enjoy in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to continue from yesterday where the message was stopped. I pray that the Lord will open our eyes as we study this word today in Jesus' name. Amen. We will continue today from the prayer released yesterday, that God deliver me from the wasting line. That is one of the prayers that was prayed right yesterday. Podcast was rounding off. The Lord deliver me from the wasting line. Let your mercy search me out of the wasting line in the name of Jesus Christ. Without God's mercy, we are doomed for waste. But the mercy of God is what speaks for us. The Bible says the earth was formless and was void. The Spirit of the Lord called mercy forth, and every formless, every noise, every chaos on earth got silence, and everything began to come into shape. Everything began to receive calmness. Chaos disappeared. Everything that was not mentioned in God disappeared and vanished. I pray in the journey of our lives, we will enjoy the mercy of God, and every void and formless, every chaos situation in our life becomes still and silent in the name of Jesus, because the mercy of God will overrule in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll be searching the scripture from the book of Acts chapter 9 verse 1 to 9. It says, then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letter from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way. I want us to look at, put our mind on this verse, on this place, so that if he finds any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. That was his plan, looking for those that were on the way. If you notice throughout Fridays and Saturdays, we'll be talking about Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through the way. So he was attacking the people that were walking in the way. So that was his plan. That was his mission for that journey. Verse 3 said, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? How did he know Lord? The Lord, somebody that was persecuting the people of the way, he had no idea of the way, he had no idea of who the way was. But when the light shone on him, he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord told him and pointed him to the way, who is Jesus. He said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the gods. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what to do. Verse 7, and the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. And they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drink. May the Lord give blessing to the reading of his word and open our eyes to the insight that is in his word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Still on the word going forward, if the mercy of God is out of our journey, we will make movements in a waste. That was why the prayer was brought out yesterday, that Lord, deliver me from the wasting line. There are wasting lines in every areas of our lives. There are ways that seems right, but the end is destruction. The end is to waste us. Dissuade us from the right way. And I pray in the name of Jesus, we will not be swayed out of the way, who is Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Please let's remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. The mercy of God is our passcode in moving forward. We've been discussing moving forward, and the moving forward has come in different charges to different people. We are peculiar to our own charge, and we have been treating it. We've treated mercy. We've treated a lot of things. We treated mercy Wednesday and Thursday. We will continue in the light of this. The mercy of God is a passcode, and his mercy comes with his peculiarity. Let me say it again. His mercy comes with the peculiarity of every individual. What is particular to you will definitely be different from another. Acts chapter 9 verse 6, we said, and the Lord said, arise, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The instruction given to him was backed with mercy. If you look at the scripture, the guards that were guarding the tomb of Jesus saw the light, and they became dead men. They couldn't do anything. Mercy did not locate them, and they remained the same. Nothing was added to them. But mercy sought Saul, because the light Saul saw was not different from the light that the guard saw. But mercy made the difference. Mercy differentiated Saul from the guards. If you remember, both Saul and the guards at the tomb saw the light of God, but mercy differentiated them. Saul went forward in his journey through mercy, and he said in Galatians, he said, and they glorified God in me. We did not hear about the guards that after the encounter with the light, that they said, and they glorified God with me. Their life remained the same, but the mercy of God differentiated Saul from the tomb, that he had this testimony. The Bible says, and we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. The words of his testimony was that, and they glorified God in me. What do we want our words of testimonies to be? As for me and my house, in the name of Jesus Christ, our words will be, and they glorify God in me, in Jesus' name. I don't know about you. Please, let's pray this prayer. Father, let your mercy locate me in an unusual way. Let praise be my story to take me away from the wasting line, in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have prayed this prayer, the mercy of the Lord will locate us and will deliver us from the wasting line, in Jesus' name. Amen. Saul's peculiarity was that he alone saw the light and heard the voice. They were more than one there. Some people followed him in the journey. Saul was not the only one in the journey. But he was the only one that saw the light and heard the voice. The people who journeyed with him heard the voice, which made them speechless. But the mercy of God did not translate anything for them. The men still had their physical eyes, but Saul lost his physical eyes. But Saul received the mercy of God, and his life was transformed in the journey, and he was able to go forward. The men had their physical eyes, but they were dead men standing because there was no translation of God's mercy. But Saul's physical eyes were gone, and mercy opened the way of divine instruction for him. At that time, they were all there. Mercy opened the way of instruction for Saul. I pray that the mercy of God will locate us wherever and wherever we are, in Jesus' name. Amen. After he got the instruction, he never knew the light, but the light himself interpreted those words for him. And those one could not know. Those that even had the physical eyes did not get instruction. It was now the person that had no physical eyes that gave the ones that had physical eyes instructions on how to journey, how to continue his journey. I pray that we will not go blind spiritually in Jesus' name. We will not be blind to what God is calling us to. We will not be blind to the instructions of God for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And the interpretation given to Saul was, arise, go into the city, and you will be told what to do. Like I said earlier, the instructions peculiar to you is different from the instructions peculiar to me. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. When his light shines on our path, his light will give us the instruction that is peculiar to our lives. Saul had a lot of people around him, but they did not receive the mercy of God. I pray in the name of Jesus once more that we will not miss out of the mercy of God in Jesus' name. We'll be stopping here today to round off tomorrow if the Lord permits us. I want us to remember that the area of your life and mine needs the calling of our peculiarity in the mercy of God. Your life, my life, needs the calling of God in mercy that is peculiar to us individually. Our journey going forward needs to be backed up by the mercy of God. Bible says we are not consumed because of the mercy of God. The mercy of God would redeem us on a daily basis in Jesus' name. Only the mercy of God makes a great difference. The mercy of God is the difference. The mercy of God brings one out in a different and peculiar way. Without the mercy of God, we cannot survive. We can decide to go on the journey, but without his mercy, we are on our own. The mercy makes the clear difference. I pray the mercy of God will locate and make the clear difference in our lives in Jesus' name. I pray that God's mercies will search us out, because the mercy of God sought Saul out. Saul was on a journey. He was on a way forward. According to him, it was the way to persecute those that were on the way. But God allowed him in the journey, because that journey has been backed up with the mercy of God. There are a lot of journey that may look funny in a way, but when the mercy of God backs it out, at the end of that journey, we will say, and the glorified God in me like Saul did. And his name was changed and transformed. So the mercy of God makes the difference. I pray that God's mercy that searches people out will reach out to us in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God will help us in every areas of our lives in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God will help us in the area that is peculiar to us in the name of Jesus. And will be a testimony. Our words will be, and we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the words of our testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will not leave us alone. We will not fall short of the mercy of God. We will not kick against the mercy of God in the name of Jesus. As we go, the Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. And we are using this medium to call everyone that the journey is not for the mighty. It is God's mercy that grants us the access to eternal rest. Jesus is the only way to God. He is the only one that has eternal rest. He is the only one that gives us instruction that is peculiar to our life to continue in the journey forward to our eternal rest. The Bible says, he that thinketh he stand, he take heed. For those of us that we are on the way that we feel we are standing, the Lord will open our eyes to mercy and to help us to direct our steps on a daily basis according to the instructions he has proposed for us in Jesus' name. We will not miss this heavenly home in Jesus' name. And for those who are not on the way, Jesus, who is the light, will open his way unto you, will open your eyes unto him in the name of Jesus, because no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus will meet with you in the name of Jesus. He will open your eyes of understanding that you will believe that he is called Jesus, the deliverer and the salvation of your life in the name of Jesus. He will help you to make steps to come to Him so that you can be partakers of those who enjoy eternal rest in Jesus' name. We will all make it to heaven. We will not fail nor falter. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Good morning once again. Have a wonderful day.